This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, The Wrecking Crew, Inc. Appellant v. OHM Hotel Group, LLC, et al., respondents, decided December 24, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District, The Wrecking Crew, Inc., No. ED112639, Appellant, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County v.s., Cause number 23SLCC03851, OHM Hotel Group, LLC, et al., Honorable Joseph L. Walsh, Respondent. Filed December 24, 2024. Introduction. Appellant, The Wrecking Crew, Inc., appeals the trial court's grant of summary judgment in favor of respondents. OHM Hotel Group, LLC, OHM Properties, LLC, Knoll Construction, LLC, and Hemal Patel, collectively, respondents. Appellant argues that the trial court erred when it granted respondents' motion for summary judgment because there is a genuine dispute of material fact regarding the legitimacy of the waiver and release respondents rely upon to rebut appellant's claims. Because there is contradictory evidence in the record as to whether the waiver and release is a forgery, we find that summary judgment was improper and reverse and remand for further proceedings. Background appellant was hired to perform demolition work for respondents and entered into a contract in February 2020. Appellant claimed respondents owed a total of $214,225 for the work to completed, and that respondents did not pay the final $44,775 of that sum. Appellant brought several claims in their initial petition, including a claim alleging breach of contract and one claim alleging fraud. Respondents filed an answer denying that they owed any money to appellant and a counterclaim alleging breach of contract for a change order with damages totaling $4,400. Respondents then filed a motion for summary judgment alleging that MC, appellant's president, had admitted in a deposition prior to the pending case that he signed an unconditional waiver and release on all the work appellant had done for respondents. In response to the motion for summary judgment, appellant submitted an affidavit from MC, denying that he signed a waiver and release and asserting that any signature on such a release was a forgery. Appellant also submitted an affidavit from a forensic document examiner, handwriting expert, stating inter alia that the forensic examiner's opinion was that the signature was forged. The trial court granted respondent's motion for summary judgment. After summary judgment was entered, appellant entered a confession of judgment on respondent's counterclaim. This appeal follows. 1. Analysis. This court reviews the granting of summary judgment de novo. McNerney v. LTF Club Operations Co. and His Inc. Ders 486 SW3D 396 401 MOAP ED 2016. This court views the record in the light most favorable to the party against whom judgment was entered, giving the non-movement the benefit of all reasonable inferences from the record. Emitter Standard Inns Der Code v. Hargrave, 34 SW3D 88, 89, Moer Bank, 2000. The lower court's decision is affirmed where the pleadings, depositions, affidavits, answers to interrogatories, exhibits, and admissions establish that no one respondent filed a motion to dismiss the appeal, which this court ordered taken with the case. Appellant's confession of judgment on the counterclaim does not bear on the claims in appellant's petition, nor on the summary judgment motion. Appellant now appeals. The motion is denied. 3 genuine issue of material fact exists, and the moving party is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. Calvert versus Plange, 351 SWW 3D 851, 854 55, Mo Epoint ED 2011, citing Beyerbach v. Girardot Contractors Inc. 868 SW2D 163-165, Mo Epoint ED 994. Summary judgment is appropriate if there are no genuine issues of material fact and the movant is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. Almen Niedapsch, Standard Inns Co., 34 SWWW3D at 89. Genuine issues of material fact arise where the record contains competent materials that evidence two plausible but contradictory accounts of the essential facts. ITT Commuters Finnerisch Corp. Dürger v. Midam, Marine Supply Corp., 854 SWW2D, 371, 382, Mobank, 1993. The rule that the non-movement is given the benefit of all reasonable inferences means that if the movement requires an inference to establish his right to judgment as a matter of law, and the evidence reasonably supports any inference other than, or in addition to, the movement's inference, a genuine dispute exists. Stanbro versus Vitek Sols, it's Inkens, 445, SWW 3D 90, 97, MOAP ED 2014, quoting ITT Commander Fenner Corp. 854 SW 2D at 382. If genuine issues of material fact exist in the record, summary judgment is improper. Stanbro, 445 SW 3D at 97. Furthermore, it is not the truth of these facts why.